This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The American labor market still isn't strong enough for many to switch jobs, even if they can't stand the one they have. But we came across research showing that once people have been settled in a job for a few years, women are less likely to leave than men. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
For a long time, Danielle Maville thought of herself as lucky. She was a creative type working for Etsy, an online marketplace selling handmade and vintage stuff. She had this cute work alias, Danielle XO.
I actually probably should have left probably a year, maybe more than a year before I did. I just really couldn't imagine who I would be if I wasn't Danielle XO.
Her whole identity was tied up with her job, and it wasn't just that. After several years,
I felt like I owed it to the company to be there.
Jessica Bennett isn't surprised to hear that. She's editorial director of Lean In. That's Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg's foundation. Bennett says women can be extremely loyal. She used to work with guys who regularly put counteroffers in front of their bosses just to get a raise. She couldn't bring herself to do the same.
When you get in a place where you feel like you've come up there, you've been promoted there, or there have been people who've helped you along the way, you feel committed to them. It's almost like you're in a relationship with them, and you feel guilty in some way leaving.
But date your employer for too long, and it could cost you a lot of money. Danielle Maville got a 38% raise when she finally left Etsy and began a new job. Switching companies is often the best way to get a big salary bump. Dana Britton directs the Center for Women in Work at Rutgers University. She says one important factor keeping women in the same jobs is their kids. She says because there's no national policy on leave or flexible hours, employees with some level of flexibility tend to feel lucky where they are.
They often perceive it as a one-off, right? So this is something that my boss did because they're nice to me, or my supervisor did, or my company did. And so they feel it as a sort of personal benefit. It's not a benefit that's transferable.
Anne Britton says there's another big reason women may want to hang on to what they've got. A recent Pew survey found 40% of mothers are now the main or only breadwinners in their families. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.